This is CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, man, you know what it is. This is Candid Molefe with Zarif Minty on the Inspire You This here on Cliff Central. And you know, it is my absolute tremendous pleasure here. So I want to take this time and opportunity to tell you, look, if you're working, get working. If you're not working, get working. All right. So I was thinking today is going to be quite interesting. And I think we need to just relax and have a great time. Isn't it, Zarif?
No, definitely, Kenneth. How are you doing, bro? You good?
I'm a bit tired, but I'm good.
Yeah, and it's been
a long day.
It's been a long week already, and it's already Monday,
sure.
You know?
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, no, I think it's a very exciting time now. We're in Heritage Month now.
That's right.
But also, there's a lot of things happening. I think we're going into award season now.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone's picking up awards. People are getting nominated for things.
Yeah.
A lot of young people are doing phenomenally well at the moment. So bless up to all the nominees for the different awards
right now. Yeah.
Beautiful young people doing amazing things. Bless up to all of you.
That's right. So it's going to be very, very, very great today. You need to change today. My subject matter will be about winners. So I'm going to be talking about winners and obviously interlocking all kinds of conversations into it. So just get ready, get ready, get ready. I normally say this, if you're tired, stop, recover, or you will be forced to retire. I don't think outside the box. I create the boxes that others will have to think out of. So today, we're talking to those kind of people who inspire us and who empower us and who are great at what they do. And you know, this is the Inspired Youth, as they're here on Cliff Central. So we have an incredible person today. Shayla is right in the studio with a lot of incredible things to share with us. So I'm going to ask you a lot of questions today, and I just want us to encounter a phenomenal persona. Shayla, welcome.
Wow, thank you. Thank you for calling me incredible.
Okay.
I think you are.
What do you think of his voice? Doesn't he have a really nice voice?
I was listening to it, right? And it sounds like he's about to head it into the blues.
Do people say that? They always say it sounds like he's about to get into song now. Like.
But it's quite interesting. I can't sing.
You can't?
Not
to save your life?
No, I can't sing. No, I can't sing. Talking, yes, but I can't sing.
Yeah.
Remember we actually had Native Child on a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
And they're doing phenomenally well. I mean, the CEO came through and she was speaking about the product and you know, everything to do with the whole brand.
Mm.
And I believe that, you know, now obviously Shayla's here just to speak about, they're having a tour.
Yeah.
You know, that's going on in 3 different cities.
Mm.
Shayla, what's it all about? What's the tour all about?
So basically, this is a women empowerment forum, right? And we're trying to make this an annual event. So this is the first ever. It's titled Girl on Fire.
Wow.
So we will be in Durban on the 22nd of September, in Johannesburg on the 29th of September, and in Cape Town, we'll be there on the 13th of October.
Incredible.
Right? So we basically are looking to inspire women through talks on business, you know, on beauty and health, you know, and just basically create a network where you inspire each other as women. Because the one thing about women that we've all noticed is that we're segregated, you know, so we need to come together and unite.
Right.
And that is what Girl on Fire looks to do.
Incredible. Beautiful. I need to talk about your brand, you know, the Native Child.
Yeah.
Man, it's amazing.
Yes.
The packaging looks really, really great.
Yes.
And I know you have just recently, I think for some time now, broken into the market.
Yes.
You know, and one of the things that I really cherish is the Africanism about it and the smell of the product. You know, you don't just have to look good, you have to smell good.
Yeah.
So I find them to be very, you know, profound, you know. I can tell that whoever was doing the mixing knows their story.
Yeah.
You know, and has a good nose. They can definitely smell, you know. You know, because one of the things that I find it so hard as a black man, I don't tolerate bad hair.
Bad hair?
Yeah. You know, bad hair?
Yeah.
Please elaborate.
Yeah. I'm trying to play safe with this.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever encountered somebody who had a weave on for a long, long time. Okay. It's a horrendous encounter. And no matter what you do, if you give them a hug, Zarif, you will have to recover for a week. You know, because it stays on your shirt, it stays on your clothes. You know what I'm saying?
And what's the smell like? What is it actually?
It smells like something was burning, but not really burning, but heated up. in a microwave, but not really in the micro. It's a combination of a lot of things.
Happening.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a combination. But now, thank God for Native Child.
Yeah,
thank God for Native Child.
Yeah, and I think you know, I look at your hair now. Mm. Looking at your hair, splendid.
Thank you.
You know,
that's what
we call beauty right there. African beauty.
Thank you.
You know, the quality, the texture and everything. Obviously, I didn't touch your hair, but but I can tell the quality is beautiful. Silky black, you know, not chemicalized, nothing. Mm. Just raw and just out there.
Yeah.
You know, so we really appreciate your brand and what you guys produce.
You know what I like about Native Child is that they want to actually target, you know, everyone in South Africa is so stuck on the superficial aspect of what we should look at on social media.
Yeah,
right? So everyone should have a certain look, everyone should have a certain hairstyle, a certain hair color, a certain hair length.
True.
You know, they need to go to certain places. Mm. I think Native Child breaks that barrier, they break that mold and say, listen, everyone's beautiful, let's show you your real beauty. Yeah. You know, and I really do appreciate that about Native Child. But just touching on the whole woman empowerment aspect, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are having this 3-city tour.
Yes.
So it's going to Cape Town, it's going to Durban, it's going to Johannesburg.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, what's the main aim? What are you guys trying to achieve from having this tour? Like, is it based purely on just finding new role models for South Africa in particular, or?
I don't think it's finding new role models. Yeah. I feel like they're already there.
Okay.
The problem is that we haven't sourced them out. So we know the celebrities of the world. I mean, we know the Boities. We know the big and famous.
Yeah.
But what about the woman who's in her office every day grinding and no one knows about?
That's
you know,
right.
The woman who doesn't make it on the Forbes 30, but she was like number 31.
Mm.
You
That's
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we sit down and we think about these things and we say, listen, anybody can do what they want to do. That is the basis of this. Anybody can be anything they want to be. But the problem is we lack motivation, we lack inspiration. And you know, and when you don't see people do what you want to do, it's kind of hard to kind of channel that. So imagine if you want to be an actuary, which is one of the hardest jobs in the world. Well, so they say.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you don't
That's
see
right.
any women in that field. First of all, you need to gauge with yourself and say, hey, listen, I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to do this maths thing really well, you know? And then you need to start sourcing out who's done it. And then when there's a list of men, you sit down and you're like, but, you know, you need like twice as much motivation.
That's right.
So we're trying to create a network of women where it's an annual thing. We come together and we share ideas. We share motivation. You know, we share our struggles. I mean, women love to talk.
Yeah.
So this is the platform to do it. Yeah.
Well, do you have only women talking to women? Or?
Yes, it's purely women speaking because, I mean, that is our forte, don't you think?
Beautiful. Yeah, yeah. Mm. It's at the core of what you do, so
we
really appreciate that.
You know, we just came out of Women's Month now, right?
Mm.
And, I mean, clearly one of the biggest controversies of Women's Month was the whole hashtag MeToo campaign.
Yeah.
I mean, were you guys involved as like a company with anything to do with the whole Me Too campaign? Did you guys like interact with the campaign in any way or?
Not quite.
Is it?
Not quite. Because firstly, what angle would you take if you think about it?
I mean, supporting the women that actually come out and say, listen, this happened to me as well. You know, just like maybe having an event to celebrate those people who have the ability to come out.
True. But what fence are you on? Do you see? Because that can be,
I'm
get
not
a bit. I'm just thinking. Work with me, right?
Yeah,
I'm a PR agent.
Yes, yes.
Now you're sitting there in the office and you're thinking to yourself, okay, cool. We want to partake in this thing, but what standpoint do we have? We say everybody who came out, shout outs to you, and then something happens to one of the people, God forbid. What is your standpoint? See, as a brand, you need to be very, very
cautious
with what you do and how you do it.
Yeah.
We say shout outs to all the women that come out. Listen, if you're speaking about being abused, you're speaking about being, I don't know, going through the most, come out. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, but for a brand to stand behind a hashtag,
that's
a bit tricky.
Let's put the brand away.
Yes.
How does Shayla feel about hashtag MeToo campaign?
I think it was really brave. Really brave of the women. I think also I'm a bit skeptical about social media because I mean Me Too will only hashtag and live its best life on social media, not so.
That's
you know? So I'm a bit skeptical about social media because I mean you share your personals and those live forever on social media. I mean we have Black Twitter. Hey. You know what I'm saying? So how dangerous is it for you to put out that information? Mm. Is that the platform that you really want to speak on? If you carried me to a conference room, you know, and you said, let the woman speak there, come through, let's talk about these things, then I'm all for it. But if you're on social media, you're making me too trend, and then what happens after that?
It's in the hearts of people.
You know?
And they can go on with their lives and say, you know what, I was inspired by this particular person. But then on social media, it's another projection of the narrative that's really complex. Because your understanding of your story can be interpreted quite differently.
Yeah.
You know, it's unlike public speaking. When I'm talking, you shut up, you listen, and when I'm done, I get paid. So I don't really care what you, how you feel about it.
Truth.
You know what I'm saying? Even if, you know, we appreciate testimonials and all of that, but I think it's a safer space to publicly, you know, on a public space, not social media per se, talk about it and then move on, you know? And somebody will be interested to say, can you please come and talk about this again? And I think,
Let's just touch on something. I mean, why did you guys choose Durban, Cape Town, and Johannesburg? Why those three cities, you know?
Okay, so...
besides them being the biggest cities, obviously.
I mean, we'll start there. They're the biggest cities, right? Yeah. But more than anything else, we feel like these are the hot spots where people come to seek out dreams.
Okay,
you know
true.
What I'm saying?
True, yeah.
So this might sound very wrong, but nobody goes to the Free State to pursue a dream. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They will go to Durban or Cape Town or Johannesburg. You know? So these are the people that are striving towards something, and we want to inspire them first. We're not saying that these are the only cities that we'll be in. We're saying for the first event, let's speak to those who are already en route to wherever they're going. And that's why we chose all three cities.
Okay, beautiful.
Well, talking about what you do, I want to know this. You know, what is it that, you know, you want to share with the people? You know, the most painful thing you have ever faced in the media industry. I think let's get personal and get ripping and running.
As failing
to
understand.
As a PR agent.
As a PR agent.
What is it that you have encountered?
That's really painful.
Yeah.
The media industry.
Yeah.
I think we're more behind the scenes.
Okay.
You know, so the worst you can encounter is like terrible rejection.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it's one thing to say no. It's it's another to say, hey, leave me alone. Don't ever talk to you. You see?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the sort of thing we encounter. So we're not in the forefront.
Okay.
I mean, I don't get to experience what you do being on air. Somebody can tweet.
But your business, I'm sure you get some public scrutiny, isn't it? Have you ever encountered any of that?
I would say... yeah, but it will be on the company. Do you understand? It doesn't fall on the particular PR agent unless you were scandalous on some other level and you went like all out.
Way up there. Yeah.
You know?
You know why I'm saying that? On my way here, I was listening to different kind of artists and you know, actors and all of that. About the exploitation they go through, you know. That happens behind closed doors and all of that.
Yeah.
You know? And I thought to myself, you know, what is it? What is it that we can do differently, you know, that protects the artist and make sure that the artist reaches their, you know, their full potential?
So, okay, let me try and understand this. You thinking that the exploitation is coming from the background ends, meaning the PR, the management, so forth and so on. Is that what we're looking at?
The whole structure. Yeah.
I think... the structure is a bit, it's a bit rigged in itself, you know? I mean, you've got a talented artist out there doing the most, you know? And as management, it's one thing for you to be loyal and faithful to the artist, but it's easier to make more money off the artist. That's just the honest truth. Yeah. But I think that comes into like company moralities and stuff like that. It's your ethnic background. It dives
your
deeper into the person
and
who the person is. I mean, you can have corporate values all you want, but if I'm dodgy, I will still be dodgy. That's just the honest truth, and that's the honest truth about human beings. So I think it dives deeper into you as a person. You know, are you willing to risk things for the sake of risking them?
So what do you do differently?
What do we do?
I
feel like we keep things honest.
Okay.
As Relinka Media, we keep things very honest and we keep it out there in the open. There is no background, sketchy, dodgy work, you know, and that's just the best we can offer.
Yeah.
We work really hard and we keep it honest.
I just want to touch on, you know, going back to the event. I'm still so stuck on the event.
Yeah.
You know, it's obviously so exciting.
True.
I just want to touch on, why did you guys call it, because I believe it's called Girl on Fire.
Yes.
It sounds like an Alicia Keys song.
There we go. White Girl on Fire.
Yeah, White Girl on Fire.
So if you were to sit now and picture a woman who's getting her all, picture somebody that you look at and you think, wow, you've made it. I'm going to take a typical example that everybody should know, Oprah. Mm. Right? Her ambitions, her goals, how far she's gone. When you think of her, you don't think of her stagnant, do you? Mm. You know?
That's right.
And because things are lit in the 21st century, you know, you think of a girl on fire. Mm. Someone who is persistent, someone who is breaking barriers. I mean, when I close my eyes and picture it, I picture a girl on fire. So that's why we titled it Girl on Fire.
Kenneth, did you ever watch a thing called Dragon Ball Z when you were younger?
We
kind of remember the whole Super Saiyan thing, and then you have like fire all
God.
I don't think it's really the right one to use, but I think it's quite interesting. Charging. From one level to another.
There we go. Yes.
You know, charging from one level to another. So I think it's incredible. And I think it makes a good hashtag line, don't you think?
It does.
Girl on Fire.
So is there any like headliners that we can expect at any of the different events, like in Cape Town, Durban, Johannesburg?
So I will give you this, right? I'll give you five names. I won't tell you where they are.
Okay.
Right, I'll just give you five names.
So they have to attend all three, because then they obviously, if they want to meet those three people or those five people, they need to attend Joburg, Cape Town, and Durban, just so that they can.
Let's tune into social media, since it's the next best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah.
Check out at nativechild.co. That's on Instagram. Mm-hmm. We will definitely be punting the names that are going to be featured.
Okay.
But the five names that I really want to give you is Ansila Mangena. I will give you Candice Modisela.
That's right.
I will give you Boiti Tulo.
That's
right. I'll give you Rina Chunga as well. And Vere Shaba, who was part of the 30 under 30 Forbes list.
Okay.
Wow.
You have incredible amazing people on the line.
I know.
I'm telling you.
I mean, Boiti just released her first song now recently, and she's doing massive things. But how does it feel working with people like a Boiti, like a Candice Modisela? I mean, they have huge followerships on social media.
Yeah.
You know, they have strong brands. Like, how's the experience working with them and Native Shal?
I think it's refreshing to know that they're human.
Yeah.
You know, because above that's and right beyond the big following, they're actually human. They're tangible. You can talk to them, you know, and they're not fussy and big, and they're not big-headed people. They're genuine human beings. And I think that's the exciting thing. One of the things that I look forward to at the Girl on Fire event is the fact that Boiti will be here, tangible, telling me her struggles, you know, that's her ambitions, how she got what she got, you know, how she went through being in the media industry, you know, and being, you know, shouted on at some point in time in life, you know, and having her victories as well. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Incredible. Man, this is the Inspire You This Year here on Cliff Central. And you know, your motivation, my ultimate intimate motivation. Be right back.
This is CliffCentral.com.
The Inspire You This Year here on Cliff Central. I'm the kind of Malifa, and I'm with the Zarif Minty. Take some time, man, to check out our social media handles on Instagram with CliffCentral.com, and Facebook Inspire You This Year, and Twitter Inspire You This Year.
We have a lot of fun on this show.
Yeah.
Just letting you guys know that we have a lot of fun
on this
show.
A lot of it.
But guys, don't forget, like we said, we have an amazing guest in studio. If you do, if you are enjoying what she's saying and you want to engage with us, please use the hashtag InspiredYouthSA on all the different platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Get into contact with us. Ask us questions. We'd love to hear from you as well. But we're still joined in studio by the amazing Sheila. Sheila, how is everything going on? Like, I mean, you're so excited. I know this Native Child thing is coming up.
Yeah.
Where can people actually get information on social media about the actual event? What's the handles for it?
So on Instagram, you want to check out nativechild.co.
Yeah.
And on Facebook, just search Native Child.
Okay, cool.
All right,
and you guys are going to keep on providing more information.
We are definitely, obviously going to be providing a lot. What I must just say is that I want to give you a sneak, like just a sneak bit about what will be happening on the days.
Right.
We'll be having a fashion show, which I'm quite excited about.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Right? We'll be having guest speakers talk on things with regards to business, with regards to finance as well, with regards to health and home, and also beauty and the beauty industry. Now, yeah. I know that everybody thinks slay queens when we think about that, but we also want to tap into what makes you beautiful as a woman.
That's right.
You know, because I mean, we can be motivated out there in the world, but if you don't believe that you are beautiful, you are amazing, you are worth it, and there's no point in going out there anyway.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So those are the things that we'll be looking forward to. We also will be giving goodie bags. Right, so please do come through. The 22nd of September is Cape Durban, the 29th of September is Johannesburg, and the 13th of October is Cape Town.
And the locations for the actual events?
So everything will be around centralized areas. We will detail out all this information. Please just go onto our Instagram. We're definitely letting you know what's going on. On Instagram, we are nativechild.co, and on Facebook, it's just Native Child. So just check that out, and you should have all the deets you need.
Incredible. Wow, man. Look, I want to ask you this.
Yeah.
Like you talk about, you know, what's coming and what people should anticipate and all of this.
Yeah.
Do you ever rest?
Do I ever rest?
Yeah. Like.
Yeah. I mean.
What do you do for fun?
What do I do? Look at that. What do I do for fun? Yeah. I sometimes sleep. Because that's fun. That's very fun.
Yeah.
When you work really hard.
Yeah.
I go out with my friends. I mean. Okay. You know. Yeah.
Clubbing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like we're still within that phase where
for sure
we'll be out and about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Incredible. Now, I want you to tell me this. Okay. What celebrity do you find extremely attractive?
Celebrity that I find extremely attractive.
And you can't say Kenneth Mulefe.
No, man.
I know, right? I should say
I'm not one of them.
He's cute.
Yeah, he's cute.
With my yellow shirt.
Jeez, this is a good question. Wow. Funny enough, I used to find Kid X really attractive.
Okay.
I'm going to make this controversial.
Yeah.
South African celebrity.
Yeah, Kid X.
Is Kid X from South Africa?
Yeah. Oh my God. Walk out of this.
You're bad. You're so bad. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Another one.
Another one.
Yeah.
Like DJ Khaled would say.
The problem with celebrities is sometimes they can have big heads and I'm better
forget about it. It's just the way they look.
Just the way they look.
Yeah. Just the way they look.
Ooh, Maps. Oh my goodness. Maps Mapunyana. Yes. Okay. He is life. Trust.
A lot of girls feel
incredible.
That way. I mean, a lot of girls like him.
Very good looking. Yes.
But what makes him good looking for you?
Like, I think.
Is it the whole personality and the way he looks and how he speaks, or is it just the way he looks?
Yeah.
No, it's everything. It's the combination. Right. It's his dress sense, his ambition, you know, the way he carries himself, the way you'd find him. Like, I don't think you'd find Maps at, like, you know, the ratchet areas of the world. I'm not going to say anything after that. I'm not going to say anything after that. I've said enough. That's all
incredible. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's just about fine. That's just about fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who do you look up to?
Who do I look up to?
Yeah.
So before it was the typical, you know, role models. Yeah. It was the Oprahs of the world and so forth and so on. And then I was exposed to like the Forbes 30 under 30 list because I only like came across it this year.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Yeah. And there are so many people that inspire me. From that list.
Incredible.
I am so shocked. Like, I look at that list and I'm like, these people are literally within, like, they're 30 and younger.
Yeah.
And they are doing amazing things. Yeah, and why can't I do it?
Yeah. With different kinds of backgrounds.
You
and
know what
situations
I'm saying? Yeah.
And one of them happens to be here. It's really
I know. Shout out to you. Look at you. Being cute in the yellow. Yes.
Okay, but let's touch on you, right? I mean, you're still super young. I mean, you're 24, even though you don't look 24, you look like you're 21. But let's just say you're 24.
Yeah.
What's the plan for Sheila, like, in the next 5 years? Where would you like to see yourself in the next 5 years, besides the Forbes 30 under 30 list?
Okay. So, I am a chemical engineer by profession.
Okay.
I've also done a bit of radio.
Okay.
And I think I'd like to set footprint in both spheres.
Hmm.
You know, an established footprint, like established one where you know Shayla does radio and she is a chemical engineering consultant or something within that nature.
I love it.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the plan for the 5 years.
I think this is it. Right there. You know, that for me marks, you know, the core of somebody who carries a plethora of gifts. Because I tell people all the time, I don't like to be boxed. Mm. You know, I don't like many people. You know, when I was in high school, they used to know me for preaching.
Oh yes.
And I was like, look, there's more to me.
Yeah.
And people were like, no man, you're the bad preacher, man. You're the bad preacher, you know. And I was like, but there's more to me.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm an author.
Mm.
I do writing. I do a lot of writing. Mm. Some of my poetry is actually playing on the air. And I'm an entrepreneur and what else?
Yeah, a lot of things, Kenneth.
Yeah, whatever.
Compliments, I like
so, this. Yeah. So, and I love television and all of that. So I love the fact that there's a whole lot of things that you want to accomplish and that you want to be known for.
Yeah.
And I think Sarafika is blessed to have you.
Thanks.
Yeah, I really think so, because sometimes we're so boxed in, we think of one thing in life.
Yeah.
You know.
Truth.
Yeah.
No, look, Shella, thank you so much for joining us in studio as well. We really did appreciate it. And we're looking forward to the Native Child Girl on Fire events coming up. We'll definitely punt it out as well, so let a lot of people know about it on the future shows on the show.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for joining us. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, gentlemen.
Yeah, so we're going to share with you what are the characteristics of a winner. So number one, we say work hard and persevere.
Mm-hmm.
There is no substitute for work. You got to go to work. Yeah. I tell people all the time, if you don't have a work, you don't need a helper. Helpers are for men with great work. Number two.
Yeah, I think it's all about humility as well. So ego can actually distract you and destroy you completely. So you have to have gracious humility. I think that's very important.
That's right. Number three, that's rock solid integrity. Well, Aristotle, one of the writers, said that ethos is what sustains you when your passion is taking you far. So that's very, very important. You gotta make sure that you have some form of integrity with everything that you do.
Mm.
Number four.
Yeah, I think it's all about enthusiasm as well, right? And you have to have the passion for whatever you want to do. So a lot of people are in corporate jobs and they're busy, you know, earning a good salary, but they're not happy. So you need to be passionate about whatever you do. You need to feel like you want to develop and innovate and grow. So that only comes by being passionate about something. So
that's,
I think,
right,
you have to be enthusiastic and passionate, and then obviously that will build up momentum and it will get you to the next level.
And number five, be accountable. Have accountable leadership. Look, you got to have somebody who tells you that was not nonsense. You did not do good at all. You gotta upgrade your game, and you have to grow from one level to another. And I have a friend of mine who is actually doing nothing with his life. All he has to do is to tell me, you can do better than that. You do know that, right? And that's why I keep him in my life.
We all need that. We all need those type of people, you know.
Yeah.
But on that note, I think we're gonna take a bit of a break and then we're gonna get back to the show, guys. Thank you so much. Bless.
Awesome.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, man, this is the Inspire You. They say we had an incredible Shayla. She will not be here anymore, man. But we definitely would love to have her back. So I'm still with Zarif Minty, and she's asking me all kinds of questions, man. Awkward stuff. But anyway, we want to talk about the qualities of a winner. And we're going to go through that. And obviously, I think you're going to learn a whole lot. I think I am.
What makes you a winner?
What makes
the nine
me a
qualities of making.
Well, I just closed the deal, so I guess, for this year,
Bless up to Kenneth Mulefe, guys. Let's give him a huge round of applause.
That was not bad, That was not bad. So number one is conviction, all right? You don't doubt, you believe in yourself. No matter what, you believe in yourself. Do you know what? Sometimes I think that we want to fight and win the battle from afar and from around us when we don't win the battle on the inside. If you can ever win the battle with self, nobody ever has to fight you to your downfall. You have won a major part of your battle. All right, so conviction, be convicted, you know, about your dream and about what you want to accomplish. Number two,
another quality that's very important is the whole concept of being determined. So determination is very important. You know, the whole thing of you want it, you never want to live without it, you want it so badly, is very, very important.
That's right.
To have that sense of determination. You have to make sure that you follow through and want it so badly that nothing else matters besides getting what you want.
That's right. Number three is empathy. You have the ability to understand how others feel and think. You know what? Surround yourself with the kind of people who can actually speak into your life and who can tell you whether, you know, you're trending wrong along the right places and along the right roads. So don't be afraid to listen to others. Don't be afraid to give them the ear so that you get to be where you need to be. Number four.
I think preparation is very important. You have to be able to plan, like people who have strategies in place and who know how to develop their skills and do homework and prepare for things. And, you know, they say the people who succeed the most are the ones who prepare the most. So you must always be able to prepare for your future and make sure that you get to the next level.
Number five is self-awareness. You got to know yourself. I tell people all the time, I've dated me. And I'm getting to know myself better. And if you can do that, you'll never have to be told who you are. Because your version of self has to really, really be with substance and with proper definition. Number six.
Yeah, I think coordination is also very, very important. You must be able to work with others. You know, teamwork is a very important thing. You have to be able to also delegate very well. So
That's
if you
right.
have the ability to be a leader within your space, have the ability to delegate and do all of these things, you know, that obviously creates a lot of opportunities as well.
That's right. And number seven, communication skills. Communication skills. You need to project your story right. You need to communicate correctly. You need to be able to communicate your ideas. Make your vision plain and precisely and concisely clear. Make sure that somebody can run with it. Let me tell you this. Visionaries don't always have to be vision bearers. If your vision is attractive enough, somebody will run with it and catch on to it. Number eight.
Yeah, I think when it comes down to vision, I think vision is a very important thing.
Yeah.
You know, whether in a relationship sense, whether in a leadership sense, whether in any aspect of your life, you have to be able to have a direction of where you want to go, what you want to achieve. And you need to obviously keep on to that motivation to get to wherever you want to be. And it's also very important that you stick to your vision. Your vision cannot change. You need to have an idea of where the end goal is and get to the
end. That's right. Another thing about vision is that, listen, brands are simply visions and projection. If you don't have a vision, don't project anything on the public space. Number nine, it's emotional intelligence.
That's like the most important thing. Yeah. A lot of people
very, important, very important. Mm-hmm. If you can manage you can manage those who are around you. Don't be driven to insanity by people on the outside, but make sure that you own your sanity and you get things done. And you know, this is Cliff Central and the Inspire Youth Essay. So, poetry session up next. And this is Chronicles of an Entrepreneur. And the name of the poem is The Paper Chase. Here we go. Fulfilled but never satisfied. The struggle ever so rampant and never gratified. Traders and workers all caught up in the battle ever so real, crowded by the bill. That's the paper chase. Oh, what a lovely fragrant. Cotton base dressed in purified oil, the substance of hair very fibers, soft like nepal ladders. The warmth of an embrace, the thrill forever pursued. The mention of hair figures makes a man's heart quiver. Revolutionarily hungry, far much more grandly is the idea of breaking systematic laws to make it. If not rescued by the wise, one goes belly up, banks breathing down his neck. The torment of poverty, far much agonizing than the mental incarceration in basement like danger wounds, vaults of like the fork knocks, trading, traders and workers the cause of the traffic congestion captured in the paper chase. Working, going to work, coming from work on the paper chase. Those who have it never satisfied, those who want it never content, and those who used to have it never fulfilled. The masters of the paper chase exclaimed, "Good God, this looks like the Bank of England, Chronicles of an Entrepreneur, The Paper Chase."
Beautiful, man. I really like your poems, Kenneth.
Thank you.
Good.
Yeah. That's right.
But look, I guess I think it's the end of the show now.
For sure.
We have 1 minute left of the show.
Yeah.
It's really, really phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Let's end the show off nicely. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Clearly, our guest is gone. Normally, we do it with our guest. But it's very important that we do this. So let's go. You good?
Yeah.
Okay. I hope you guys have a magnificent day. Have a phenomenal day. And stay
inspired.
This is CliffCentral.com.